Welcome back to Mobile Mornings, and a pleasure to welcome back into studio Brian Comer with Tobias McCormick and Comer Law Firm. And Brian, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me back, Dalton. Good to be here.
So during the break, you brought up something that, it hits home to me because back in my home of Grove Hill, it seemed like at some point over the last 15 years, everybody went out and got a golf cart and have been driving it around around town. And you see that in a lot of places here in Mobile and Baldwin counties. And souped up golf carts, street legal golf carts, they've got kind of everything for you now. And you've seen some of these cases where some of these accidents on golf carts have been pretty brutal.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. I mean, I grew up in Satsuma, and you can go and sit in my parents' driveway on a afternoon after school or even on the weekend, and you can see, you know, 15 or 20 in an hour, and it's usually kids driving them on the street, whether it's, you know, an actual golf cart that should be used at a golf course, or like you mentioned, the street legal golf carts are something that are more popular, and you see some that are jacked up, you know, used at the hunting camp or something like that. But yeah, they're prevalent.
So what are some of the, I know you've seen some accidents in your work, some of the cases you've worked, what are some of the most likely accidents you'll see with people on golf carts?
Yeah. So typically people on golf carts forget that the rules of the road apply. And so if you're operating a motorized vehicle on the road, then, you know, you've got to obey stop signs and you've got to obey rights of way and, you know, that sort of thing. You've got to signal, you know, before you turn and that sort of thing. And typically, unfortunately, you have younger, inexperienced drivers who are driving. And if they aren't paying attention or if they're texting or talking with friends, they may not be paying attention and then can get in a wreck. And unfortunately, you know, we see this a lot with motorcycle wrecks too, but cars have side curtain airbags and seat belts and all this stuff, a door between you and the outside. And so those things typically aren't on the golf carts. And unfortunately, when a collision happens, it's typically, even at a low speed, can have really substantial consequences.
You have this really interesting chart on the Tobias McCormick and Comer site. I'll get to you here in just a second. But you mentioned some of the younger kids, and with them and even teenagers, when they're on these carts, a lot of times on the road with law-abiding drivers, they'll be, you know, standing up in the back. Right. So it's already a dangerous situation. But then you add that youthful inexperience into the mix, and it can get really, really dangerous.
It certainly can. And you know, and that's the thing. I mean, kids, they, you know, I remember being a lot younger and thinking I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof too. And you don't think that, you know, there can be bad decisions. But you know, the thing is too, it isn't necessarily even the bad decision on the driver or the operator of the golf cart. You know, we've had situations where cars aren't paying attention. Same deal. They're looking at their phones or they're just distracted for whatever reason. And before you know it, they're on top of a golf cart. They cross the center line. And that's, those are the types of cases that we've seen more of, is the drivers, much like with motorcycles, not looking out for these cars on the road. And you couple that with someone who may not have the experience and can't take the evasive maneuvers necessary, and that can be a recipe for disaster.
I imagine a lot of those car drivers, truck drivers, don't realize how legal some of these carts are, especially they are legal on these roads that are under 25 mile an hour limits, but you have to have all the right things on those carts. I mentioned that chart that you have at tmclawyers.com, where you're talking about these golf carts and the equivalency of accidents in them. So if you're going 10 miles an hour and you get an accident, that's equivalent to falling about 3 1/3 feet. Okay. That's not that far off the ground, but could hurt. A 15 mile per hour impact, 7 1/2 foot fall. If you're going 20 miles an hour and you get into an accident, that's equivalent to a 13 1/2 foot fall. And then 25 miles an hour could be like falling 20 feet. And I've seen a lot of news stories where 20 foot fall is enough to seriously injure or sometimes even kill people.
Well, you're spot on. And in fact, people don't appreciate just how a fall from what might seem like not a high amount, like 7.5 feet.
Yeah.
People can die from a fall from 7.5 feet. And so that's what I was saying in terms of the safety equipment that are found in cars and trucks, we don't see in golf carts. And so people need to be extra careful, whether you're driving a car or whether, you know, you or one of your children are operating a golf cart, even the street legal ones, mm-hmm. you know, for those same reasons, they have to be extra careful. And, you know, you need to make sure that you explain to your children before they get behind the wheel that the rules apply and what right. the rules are, just like when you're driving a car.
Exactly. So you and I both had experience seeing these carts out there. I'm sure plenty of people listening right now have as well. And some of them have even been in an accident on either side of the story. Maybe they were legally driving a street legal golf cart and someone hit them. They were the other person was being unsafe. Or maybe it's the other side of the coin, where you were driving your standard car or truck the legal way and someone in an unsafe way harmed you in their car. Both of those sides of the equation can contact TMC lawyers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and we do this all the time. I mean, people, you know, I didn't come from a family of lawyers. I had no experience before, you know, I went to law school. And we're happy to evaluate. There's never any kind of a fee. It's a free consultation. But to come in, and if you think that, you know, you have been injured by somebody else, again, whether you're driving the golf cart or whether you're driving the vehicle, but it was because of somebody else did something wrong, mm-hmm. then we're happy to take a look at that. And there is a lot that goes into an investigation from our standpoint. You know, not only do you want to go find the witnesses and talk to those people, but also you want to collect the forensic evidence that's yeah. there. Were there tire marks? Where somebody slammed on the brakes? Were there, is there evidence that needs to be preserved? Things that need to happen in short order so that we can properly evaluate the case and let you know, okay, is this something that's worth pursuing in terms of, is there a valid claim or not? Mm-hmm. And all of that goes into the equation, and all of that's part of the free consultation that we provide.
That's great. And the proof is in the pudding, but the proof is on your website, tmclawyers.com, where you have a lot of this information listed and a lot of the cases that you've won for your clients. Remind people where you're located. You guys are local, you know, Mobilians, South Alabamians at heart, and you're experienced as well.
That's right. So we're at 1203 Dolphin Street, Dolphin, right next to the Alabama School of Math and Science at Dolphin and Ann, and our website, tmclawyers.com. You can also reach us at 251-432-5001. But yeah, we have combined, I think it's over 65 years of experience right here in Mobile, representing people here in Mobile.
Well, Brian, again, thank you so much for coming in today and really enjoyed our talk.
Thanks, Dalton. I always appreciate it.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.